Oh yeah, babies. This is a Crusty Road, or a bad imitation thereof, coming at you saying, listen, you're on the Take Two Takedown podcast with Don and Craig. You little real Americans, probably sons of plumbers like me. Dusty Rhodes, coming right at you.
And this is the bad guy, Reza Ramon. You think I'm bad? You don't know nothing about bad. John and Craig, they bad. They have all the gold. You listen to them, you's a winner.
Alright, welcome back to Take Two Takedown, episode 21, Craig.
21!
We are now legal.
Legal, finally! We can drink all we want and...
Wait, but you had to wait?
I thought so.
Man, that's awful.
Oh, that's a shame.
We're scofflaws.
That's a shame.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of evildoers, did you realize that 175 people now follow us? We just got another huge bump.
This is... Is crazy the right word? Ridiculous?
I don't know. We want to say welcome to all of you. We don't know what's going on, but we appreciate everyone that takes time out of their day to listen to two old idiots talk about wrestling.
Old idiots, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you emphasize the word old or idiot, but either one works.
I would go more idiot because I would be relatively the old one here.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's relatively speaking.
You're still the young hip one in the fact that you had to correct me and fix my Twitters because I don't know how to
That's fine.
Tag anybody or
I am here for
something.
Hashtags and tagging. You are here to make sure we get senior discounts when we go to IHOP.
That's it.
Yeah.
We both bring something
TM
to the table.
Work.
TM work.
TM work.
TM work. All right. So for all of you new followers, we welcome you, like we said. And if anybody wants to get a hold of us, there's a couple things you can do. You can find us at Take Two Takedown on the Twitter.
Right, exactly, which barely blows up like every other day. I will give total praise to my lovely co-host, John, who live tweets Raw and SmackDown pretty much every Monday and Tuesday and has nice, lovely conversations with all of our followers.
Well, let's be honest. Being an old man, I have nothing better to do with my time than to, one, delve into the world of wrestling, and two, enjoy the conversation I have with our friends online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the best wrestling watching is just talking to the people online and getting that instant feed on all the silliness that goes on. We'll get into
silliness.
We'll get into it, but probably the best clip of both Raw and SmackDown this week was the poor guy who fell in the snow.
Oh.
We in the Twitterverse had so much fun just hashing that out. It was hilarious.
Wah, wah.
But we'll get into it. The other thing we have is a segment we like to call the Triple T Bag.
Triple T Bag. We need like a music bed for it or something.
You know who would be great for that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a special guest.
A special guest that we may have on this week?
What? Say no more. Leave them wanting.
Leave them less.
Okay.
Exactly.
But we have a Triple T Bag. It's our segment where you, the listener, can send us emails and just ask us anything you want. Obviously about wrestling.
Obviously.
We tend to feel like we have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. True.
And any other questions you may have in your life. We love to hear from our fans and friends.
We do. And we actually got a good one this week. Because the problem is we have to sift through all of, let's be honest, the crap that some people send us.
Dick pics.
Right. Yeah. And then we get into actually good
credit
email
card
content.
Applications.
Credit card applications. A lot of, I need some sort of bride in Russia. Will you
did
marry
you
me?
Did you know
yes?
that sexy single Asians want to meet us?
I did not know that.
Yes.
There's also this guy who says that he will send us a cashier's check.
The prince,
for,
right?
Right. For $100 million. All we have to do is send him 100,000 of it, and we get to keep the rest.
Why haven't we done this yet?
I'm going to look into it. We've been busy editing and stuff like that.
Also got an offer to buy stock in some little company called Amazon.
Screw that.
Yeah.
This is from a prince. This cashier's check thing is legit.
Okay.
All right.
The spelling in it, I'm sure it's just how it was translated from
right.
whatever
I think he's from Wakanda.
I think so. That's what I saw.
Okay.
That's what I saw. So we'll see. We'll see.
All right. All right.
We'll see. But this week we do have an email in our triple tea bag.
Ooh.
All right. This one is from Mom to a Robed Warrior.
Mom to a Robed Warrior?
Mm-hmm. What's up, fellas? The Hubs and I have binged some ride-along episodes this weekend, and I have to say I enjoyed it. Though I generally find Matt Hardy disturbing, I thoroughly enjoyed him and his brother singing a duet of Shy's If I Ever Fall in Love. That was pretty good.
She hasn't heard us sing it.
It happens to be one of the songs the Hubs and I sing when we've been in the car too long on road trips. Question one.
Yes.
Would you grace us with your rendition? I have no doubt that you both know all the words. Question two. What other songs would be your go-to road trip duet songs?
Mom to a Road Warrior. Mm. What an awesome question.
Awesome question. And
because Craig and I spend so much time together,
mm-hmm.
we have go-to lists. Like, we challenge each other to come up with collaboration CDs
right.
or things, and we give each other themes. So that is right down our alley.
Right down the alley.
As far as singing Shy, I'm torn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, obviously, we do know all the words.
Of course.
The problem why I'm torn is this.
Mm-hmm.
You say you have a husband?
Yes.
I do not want to steal you away.
Ooh.
My voice has been considered that of Liquid Angel Lust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much a sexual dynamo when I unleash the velvety,
soul. Very white-like yes. soul of you. Okay, okay, I understand.
So I'm a little afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hold you back either because you are the songstress of our generation.
That's what I've been told. It's pretty much Shakira and then me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. that's the way it goes.
Well, I think Fergie's down on the list.
Fergie's down on the list, so.
That's
pretty much it.
Well, Kelly Clarkson?
I'm better than her.
You think?
I know.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
So I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to make this young lady just lose control?
I mean, I think we have to give the fans what they want.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. Oh, baby.
I can't believe we hit it.
Well, there you go.
There, you're welcome.
Sorry to your husband. He just lost you.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So the second part of the question, what are our go-to road trip songs?
What?
I mean, I think one for me that has been one for most of my life is Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now.
Well, because you know me so well,
right.
fans will get to know me even more.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have a strange addiction to really crappy music.
Correct, yes.
So,
did you just hear my first choice?
Oh. Most people would find that crappy. I was fine with it.
No, you were like, yes, of course. When are we singing that one?
I Think We're Alone Now.
Yes.
I normally walk through shopping malls now just humming it.
Mm-hmm.
But anything by NSYNC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think you and I love to shout out at the top of our voices, like, bye, bye, bye.
Of course. Doing the dance as well while we drive.
Anything by Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I think I'd probably go maybe Larger Than Life.
Larger Than Life is a good one for me.
Or Everybody. Everybody's a good one, too.
Yeah, because we like doing the monster
dance. The monster dance. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. We need to get a video camera in here.
God damn, people would be so entertained.
I know.
But, so any of those things. But I veer off a different track than the Craig machine here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Craig will go more of an R&B soul feel. I go more of the angry white guy music.
True.
So when I peel off, when we are not together and it's just me in the car.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do anything Shinedown.
Ooh, Shinedown is good.
I texted you last night.
Mm-hmm.
Got a huge fan pop last night because I got notified. Because Shinedown and I were like best buddies.
That's what I've heard.
So
that's what I've heard. You were almost their lead singer.
I could never be
a Brett Smith. From what I remember. Almost.
Could never be a Brett Smith.
They realized that he's slightly better.
Well,
He had more of the look they were going for.
Got it.
They didn't want completely awesome. They went with somewhat awesome.
Somewhat awesome, you know.
But I just found out their new album drops May 4th. I'm giving them a total unneeded
plug. Go for it.
But
no.
Their new album, Attention, Attention, drops May 4th. And the first single, Devil, off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If you're any fan of that type of music, you got to hear it. It's phenomenal. You can even see the video on YouTube now.
Nice. And I think, I will say, because of you, I think one of our new joint ventures in road tripping songs is Anything by Fozzy.
Oh, we love Fozzy.
Because
I love Fozzy for years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him twice. Chris Jericho not only is an awesome performer in the ring, but how he carries himself on the stage, like, he is a true rock star.
Yes, yes.
And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and we've been talking about who is the greatest wrestler ever. You know, I got to go with Jericho. I mean, for a total package.
For years, for since the beginning to now,
I'm just saying, for the total package, he's been able to adjust, change his look. He's been able to do the moves. He's built up his program. And at 47, I think he is, 47 years old, the man is still on top of his game. So I would easily and readily argue Chris Jericho as probably the best wrestler.
I mean, I can't argue with you much there, because this is a guy who is so good at rebuilding his brand that his brand was Y2J for a while in, like, the late 90s. And then he rebuilt it.
I mean, arguably, at 47, the greatest match of 2018, and it happened like 2 weeks into the year. There has been no other match in WWE, Ring of Honor, NWA, New Japan, even Lucha Underground. There has been no match that can compare to that one in all of 2017 and going forward so far.
You mean except for the Goldust Cena match that we saw this week? Right.
No. I'm going to say Jericho's better. But, I mean, we don't get into New Japan here. We're not getting into NXT or anything like that. We strictly try to stay to WWE, except for a new segment we're going to release.
Special guest, new segment. What a jam-packed show.
Folks, you start following us, we get jam-packed listeners, we bring up our game.
Yeah, we try to, at least.
So
we try to.
But speaking of getting into our game, should we get into what we really talk about?
I guess. I mean, let's be honest. This was not the most entertaining week of Raw and SmackDown.
Raw had no draw, and SmackDown was a letdown.
Man, you're a poet, and you don't even know it.
I got stuff in my pockets that I just whip out. I don't know where
it's
it comes
beautiful.
From.
It's beautiful. There was a lot of talking on both shows this week.
Well, remember, they've got... Letdown's got the build-up to Fastlane.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is... The build-up I've realized for Fastlane is, let's just do the Fastlane matches.
The best part of Letdown was when the guy fell in the snow. And the reason why that was the best part is because we all just made fun of it.
Yes.
And I'm sure I'm the only one who found this hilarious, but I tweeted out that now that he's fallen in the snow and got that attention, he will now be put into the six-pack challenge, and it'll be a seven heaven match.
Of course. Yep.
Well,
him and the snow to make it an elite eight match.
Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. I like how you did that. But they're building up for WrestleMania and Fastlane, and I get it. And I don't understand. They had a huge push to announce matches for WrestleMania. You're 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
And now you're giving us, like, I mean, we get one big match, but we get, like, the little filler matches. Who cares? Yeah,
and you're already announcing, like you said. What are you going to do now between announcement and WrestleMania? Like,
I guess if you're saying, okay, like, we'll jump into it. On Raw, we find out that after shenanigans, we find out that The Miz is going to face Finn Balor and Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. First off, my pissing match is this. Whatever happened to one-on-one matches?
Oh, we don't do those anymore.
Apparently, everybody that has some sort of name has to get a match.
Right.
And to do that, it has to be 29 people in the ring at a time.
I mean, we've already discussed that sometimes Raw is a little too long. Sometimes the pay-per-views go a little late. WrestleMania is going to be 5.5 hours. And I know it is the day for all us wrestling fans. And we will start watching the pre-show at noon. But people will not sit down for 7 hours on a normal basis and watch one wrestling program. And that's what WrestleMania is going to turn into if you put everybody with a name in it.
You know what I wanted to watch, though?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bringing this back to The Miz.
That's fine.
I wanted The Mizzies.
The Mizzies was amazing.
I wanted to see The Miz bust out and make fun of people. And the two that we got were hilarious.
Oh, they were so good.
But so that, of course, brings down Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Finn Balor's new electric blue ring gear?
The thing that bugged me is that if you had watched the previous mixed match challenge the week before with Sasha Banks, that's when he had on his blue gear as well.
Yeah, it's awful.
They didn't match. Like, I thought maybe he did that so that they would match, because that's what some of the teams had been doing. They didn't. So that's just his new thing now, is baby blue.
I guess. I was going with, like, 1980s electric blue.
Mm-hmm. Like Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Electric Youth.
It's close enough.
And, yes, that's another one of my road trip songs.
Of course it is. Only in my dreams.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But that is right. That's how they brought out Seth and Finn Balor, and now we have this WrestleMania match.
Whatever. Speaking of mixed match.
Mm-hmm.
You shot me an Instagram.
I did.
Of the little love.
There is a little bit of... I'm going to put you on blast here with a new word that I've learned.
Ooh.
The WWE Universe.
Is this something that showed up in rainbow colors on his screen?
No, it didn't.
No?
I learned this organically through the Twitters.
Oh, wow.
What the kids are saying these days is that everybody on the internet is shipping Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman.
Oh, so they're building that
relationship. So they're shipping them.
They're shipping them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cute.
It's very cute.
Naomi kicks her off the turnbuckle and Braun catches her.
Right.
And they have that moment.
It
almost, this is going to sound creepy, but it almost looks like dad holding the little girl.
It does. It does. But then you get into, he gently places her back on the ring. Naomi knocks her off.
I kind of looked at it as, hey, wait a minute. You ain't getting your hands on these hands.
Right, right.
Get back in there and do your business.
But then when she knocks her off again, Braun falls back and catches Alexa Bliss, who is now straddling him. And
that's when you hear the bounce.
Braun Strowman holds his hands back because he's not going to get these hands on her.
No.
And get in trouble.
She's not going to get these hands.
One, I'm pretty sure he may be brain damaged, Jimmy Uso, decides at this point he will make fun of Braun Strowman for keeping his hands away and not touching Alexa Bliss.
That proves he's
brilliant. And then he kills him.
Yes, Braun Strowman destroyed him.
There is something weird about a guy. Braun Strowman is 6'8"?
Yeah.
6'10"? Something ridiculous.
400 pounds.
Right. Who legitimately runs faster around the ring than Jimmy Uso and catches him. Well, and instead of grabbing him, just shoves him through the barricade into the audience.
Well, Uso's laden down with the new grill and
hair product. That's true. So that's weighing him down a little bit. He probably maybe slipped on a little bit of drip from his hair.
Speaking of Strowman, what did you think of the Symphony of Destruction?
I enjoyed it.
I liked the idea, and I actually liked the little pops of Elias trying to get out of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Strowman's, I'm going to get these keys and these hands, and I'm going to hit him with the drum, I'm going to hit him with the bass.
I appreciated the Strowman throwing Elias under the piano.
Oh, yeah. That was
and then
great.
Sitting down and then playing the piano.
Yep.
Though, I will say that me and the wife both agreed, if they had taken 2 weeks and taught him to play actually something on the piano, like some sort of like classical music.
Just like
music,
the little funeral dirge. Right. Just something, and then slam it on him.
That would have been so much better.
Awesome.
I mean, granted, his one finger probably touches 3 keys at a time. But still, I enjoyed it. I hoped for an Elias going through the bass drum of the drum kit.
I kind
of
wanted
Drum like holding down his arms. I kind of hoped for that. Didn't get it. But I got the kick the piano leg out and let's drop the piano on Elias.
I was impressed when Elias came out, played the guitar, mm-hmm. the piano, and the drum kit.
Dude, he actually has talent.
But, I mean, that was pretty impressive, more so than I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and speaking of ride-along, as our Triple T-Bag said, there was a recent ride-along with Elias, all by himself in a limo, singing. And he sings various songs about him going to WrestleMania and how he got into wrestling that you can now buy on iTunes. You can legitimately buy an Elias iTunes
CD. I guess I got so excited about the new Shinedown album that I did
that. That you didn't know this was a thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guess what I'm going to have by the end of today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of good performances,
mm-hmm.
what about Nia Jax? She loses a match to Asuka.
Right.
Taps out to an armbar.
Mm-hmm.
Then Alexa Bliss comes in, gives her the little shadeful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk like the kids
The kids these days.
Mm-hmm. But there's a term that was used for it. I don't know.
I'm not cool enough to know.
Me either.
But
I think our friends on the Wrestling Life talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the Wrestling Life,
yes,
we have an opportunity now mm-hmm. to get with them. We are going to go over our WrestleMania picks.
Yes.
When the matches are announced, mm-hmm. we are going to tell them why we are much smarter in the wrestling world than they are.
Are you meaning some sort of crossover?
Yes.
Wait a minute. So yeah. Not only do we have people that listen to us, but we have other podcasts that want to actually speak to us?
Well, the cool thing about this is that they will get past our immaturity level.
That's a lot to say. That's a lot to say.
And feel as though we can interact with one another in a mature and entertaining way that people might want to find out what our opinions are.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
I know.
I mean, there's nothing about us that is mature or entertaining.
That's true. But with all that aside,
right.
folks,
mm-hmm.
we have an opportunity. We asked the Wrestling Life, who we are huge fans of.
Huge fans.
If they would be interested in sitting down with the two of us and us just making our WrestleMania picks and explaining why we made those picks.
Yeah.
They have graciously agreed.
Nice. Yeah.
And
they obviously were drinking.
Well, yeah. You can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to sit there and eat fries or something.
Eat fries, drink some root beer, hit the root beer hard.
I'm going to hit it hard.
Hit it hard.
I might even go past root beer. I might hit a ginger beer or birch beer.
White birch beer?
Yeah.
White birch beer from Weiss. High five. Way to go.
I'm going with the champagne and soda.
Mm-hmm.
So the Wrestling Life and us are going to get together.
Right.
We're going to make our picks for WrestleMania.
Right.
We're going to discuss them out. You're going to hear us on their show. You will hear them on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we feel it's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
Awesome.
And I can't wait.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
You know what I could have waited or
mm-hmm.
done without?
Mm-hmm.
John Cena and Goldust. Number mm-hmm. one, I'm sick and tired of Cena.
Yes.
Like this little I need to make it to WrestleMania
right.
shtick.
I'm
going to
be on
dead.
Both shows every week. Like I can do whatever I want.
Why did I come out on Raw?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the other 48 superstars over at SmackDown that I just came in and said, F you,
right,
I'm
right.
getting mine,
mm-hmm.
are legitimately backstage and they won't let me finish a statement.
Yes.
So I have to come on a completely different show and ruin your fun, all you guys that paid money for tickets,
mm-hmm.
ruin your fun so that you can see this mug and I get, once again, an opportunity to point at the WrestleMania sign. I counted, Craig, 5 freaking times.
I mean, he has to go to WrestleMania. His shirt matches the sign.
Hey, you think?
Mm-hmm. He's got to go.
But when I heard Goldust music drop, I was like, wait a minute. I don't remember ever seeing Goldust and Cena ever wrestle.
No, and they did point that out a few times. The announcers pointed that out, that they'd never actually wrestled in the ring together.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy, and I appreciate. And we like Goldust. We've mm-hmm. talked about that before. I don't see the purpose of this match. It was very confusing to start. I thought we were going for a whole Goldust is going to manage Cena angle with him talking about being his director. And
yeah, I was looking at, like, when he was going into his little shtick about he's going to be the manager and all that, I thought Goldust was going to just be an annoyance to Cena for the rest of the time, just give a little heat, a little pop, or a little reason for Cena to lose.
Right, right.
But I didn't get it, man.
No. No, me neither.
I was happy to see Goldust.
Yeah, I'm happy. Now, at what point in Goldust's career do you think he said, you know what, this spandex suit, I really shouldn't have started with this? Because once you do something like that, you can't stop.
I think...
Like, that's got to be uncomfortable to wrestle in after a while.
All right. Are we going kayfabe or out of kayfabe?
Let's go out for a second. We don't like too much.
So we all know that our friend Mr. Rhodes had issues with alcohol and drugs.
Correct.
Which destroys your body.
Correct.
All right. He has since cleaned himself up. He is an awesome example. If you look at him and follow him on Twitter and on the social networks and all that, he is a positive force for getting yourself help, getting yourself clean. And I respect the man greatly for it.
Agreed.
With all that being said, I think he started wearing these spandex nylon suits to kind of hide when he was putting on weight. I think he started wearing them when his body started breaking down on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's wearing them now, not because he has to or wants to, but because of necessity. He's a little older.
He is. He is a little older. I think that's why the face paint still stays well.
Well, if you've noticed, his black paint has gone down from his eyes to his chin.
Yes.
Because he
yes.
has none.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he paints one in by covering up the waddle.
Right. So. On that note of body image, debate to have right now.
Wait.
Yes.
We totally got off track. We were going to talk about Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's where we started. Well,
okay, so she loses the match with Asuka. We knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you feel at the end when Alexa Bliss was, quote-unquote, I'm finger-bunnying here, quote-unquote, consoling Nia and telling her, you know, you've been through all this horrible stuff,
the
body shaming, being the big girl.
Right, walking through the airport and people stare at you. Yeah. Like, they're...
Literally... You try to sound like you're being nice, but you're really being a bitch.
Right. And there are two things I felt that happened. Either Nia Jax has really been working on her acting abilities, because she legit cried.
That was great stuff.
That would legit cry.
That was the ultimate face turn.
Or there might have been some truth behind, like, it more in the she's, you know, Nia Jax as a person is thinking that this has been her life.
But she readily admits it. If you, once again, going behind kayfabe here, if you follow Nia Jax, I do because I love her eyes.
Right, exactly.
She talks about, her life from the get-go to where she is now is still about being shamed because of how tall, how her body size and all that stuff. She goes through that every day.
Yeah.
So, I believe she was acting.
Right.
100% believe she was acting. But I think she used some real life experience. I think she drew on that.
Right, to pull on that.
Those were genuine tears.
Genuine tears. And that is, I mean, if you want to get people, I think people always kind of liked Nia Jax. But you are getting people now like, oh my God, like, I feel for this.
The unmovable force was moved.
She was moved emotionally.
Yes.
She's not moved physically.
No.
But, and I enjoy, just like when they did it before, I enjoy the Nia Jax, Asuka fights because they legit go for Asuka running, like circling around her like a little fly, you know?
And having to find that one little way to beat her.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what I like about it is like they'll give Nia the ability, all right, I got beat with an arm bar. She's not going to do that again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Asuka will have to
find another way.
I kind of like this, but please, WWE, if you listen, slow burn it. You don't have to slow burn it for, you know, 2 years like you're doing with Daniel Bryan and McMahon, but just slow burn it a little bit. Let it grow. Let us enjoy all the little nuances that can come of this.
Yes, yes.
So, I'm sorry. I interrupted you because we got off track. What did you want to say?
Oh, sorry. We were talking about hot men, our normal topic.
So, we talked about...
Right. So, in your opinion, first thought, best body... In Raw, Finn Balor or Seth Rollins? Who has less body fat on them right now?
Finn Balor has less body fat. However, Seth Rollins, because I love me some CrossFit Jesus.
And he is, I feel that strength-wise, I think Rollins is stronger.
Yeah.
Well, but Finn Balor has at least 27 abs.
I think he's pretty much got the Galapagos Islands on his stomach.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, just side note, we also got another WrestleMania match announced at Raw.
Oh, my God.
Which we both kind of knew was coming. We hoped maybe there would be a change, but there wasn't.
Nope.
And it is Triple H and Stephanie McMahon versus Grandpa and his granddaughter, Kurt Angle, and Ronda Rousey.
All right. So I know everybody's super excited about Rozzy, and she is getting this huge welcoming.
Huge. Everybody loves her. Rozzy.
I am very willing to be patient and let her develop and get more comfortable with the mic and being out on stage and acting. Right. I will give her that. But why is it, Stephanie McMahon, I'm asking you directly because you control the women's division.
She invented women's wrestling. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it every female that has to get over has a Samoan drop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate, because we know from the MMA that Ronda Rousey is known for submission holds, especially arm bars.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's going to be her finisher or one of her finishers.
Or in some fashion, yes.
So I don't know why you have to get over with the Samoa drop. Was it the safest one? Because let's be honest, all Ronda has to do is pick you up, hold her on her shoulders, and fall backwards.
Right.
So that was the safest one. And Stephanie, good on you for taking the bump. That was awesome.
That was a great bump. That was a great bump.
Yep.
And you know, and then you had Triple H try and pedigree Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle gets out of it.
Let me ask you, though, is Triple H playing down to Angle's level? Because Triple H is better than that.
Oh, yeah. He definitely is.
With the little school bully pops and and all that stuff. And
he definitely is. I appreciate the whole, we're going with Angle and Rousey. They're both legitimate Olympic gold medal winners. You know, so we're going to put them together. And that seems to be sort of the strengths that they're pushing at towards them is they're what they won in. But I definitely think Triple H is playing down to Grandpa's level.
And with that being said, how much does that debase Triple H? We know they're the heels.
Right.
We know Rousey and Angle are going to get over. Fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and the way they built the story where it's like, okay, Rousey's going to come out and sign and Angle's going to just pop off something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that they had you in their pocket, that you were their. I guess what really bothered me this week on Raw was Rousey's just kind of standing against the ropes with a goofy little smile on her face.
Yeah,
while Kurt is fighting for her life.
Yeah.
This is the same woman that just picked up Triple H and threw him through a table two weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we discussed, especially when she started to first come out, the whole angry face she kind of has. Sometimes it turns into a pouty face. But she kind of works it. She's got to work on the mic, but it's that transition. She goes from happy, smiley, look at all these fans loving me, to anger, right away, and it doesn't build. And I think maybe that's something that'll take some time. I don't know.
All right. So that leaves us with two more things, and I left them purposely for the end because they both have some meaning to me.
Gotcha.
And you're going to laugh when I talk about the first one. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we got Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
We got Matt Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt destroys Rhino.
Destroys.
Then goes loopy butthole nuts when Heath Slater tries to come in and save Rhino. And he's just sitting on top of him like a beast ready to eat.
Yes. Yes.
And you can tell that Wyatt is starting to lose it. And then Hardy comes on. And
comes on the big John.
We get the big old push of, we've got to have this epic battle, and there's only one place to do it.
The Great War!
On my compound! I know I'm not really making a prediction here. They're going to have a match. It's going to be on the compound. We, as wrestling fans, are going to get all the little stuff we want. We're going to see drones and fire pits and little Maxwell and Matt Hardy's hot wife, and they're going to wind up in the Magic Lake. My prediction is this. Tell me if you agree or if you think it's going to be done some other way. They're going to wrestle themselves into the lake. There'll be some sort of quote-unquote baptism. Matt and Bray will become buddies, and they're going to go as a tag team into WrestleMania.
I think you may be right. The only wrinkle in this is that Brother Nero, the other Hardy brother, his shoulder surgery went well, and he is going to be cleared soon to fight.
But I don't, can you make it, because we love it so much, we can't do a tag team anymore, and we cannot do single matches, so do we make it on a three-person team?
Is it going to be Hardy Boys and Bray Wyatt versus New Day at WrestleMania?
God, I hope not.
I hope not but to.
I wanted to mention it because, look.
I think you're right,
though. Out of all the Hardy shtick about deletion and all that.
The
only part I loved about it was earlier on before WWE when he was doing all this stuff. And it looked like he's doing it out of his own pocket in his backyard. And that's what made it awesome.
So much better.
So I'm hoping WWE lets that happen.
I hope that they are so worried about everything else they're trying to do with WrestleMania. Yeah. They just sort of let Bray and Hardy do whatever, guys. Just do your own thing. Fun. Don't even come to the arena anymore. Just do your own thing.
Go have fun.
Tape it on an iPhone and just send it to us.
And then, more importantly, we end the show with one of our favorites, Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman comes
out to address Roman Reigns' comments. There's a few things that concern me about this. It's work. This is a fool's build. I loved Reigns' promo the other week when he came out and he was just hard. And we all speculated online, like, is this like for reals? Is this like, are they working us? Is this, you know, but what gets me is like Heyman comes out and you can tell, I mean, Heyman is a great speaker, but Heyman comes out and in there he talks about, you want to shoot on me? You want to shoot on Brock? And wrestling term shoot means we are trying to make heat look like it is for real.
Right, right.
So, but he mentions that while he's in the middle of the ring giving his dissertation about Brock does what he wants.
Right.
Screw you.
This belt is Brock Lesnar's bitch.
Yeah.
You can't have her.
And mind you, Heyman was like, if he gets to use it once, I'm going to use it five times.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that word got beaten to the ground. And I have no problem with people using words to elicit a response because that's all they're good for. But sometimes, like, you know, it's almost it's like that little kid who's like, when mom and dad are away and they use the S word for the first time and then they're like, ooh, I got away with it and got a chuckle from my friends. Let me say it 29 times.
Exactly.
So anyway, how did you feel?
I mean, I enjoyed it to an extent. I enjoyed Reigns coming out and his, you know, look, you came out here. I asked for Lesnar and he sent you. He still doesn't even come. All I'm asking, all we are asking is that he shows up to work. Like, I kind of liked that. But the thing I didn't like is, I knew as soon as Heyman came out, they'd been saying it all night that he was going to come out. As soon as Heyman came out.
They never once said Brock. They just said Paul Heyman will address Roman's comments.
Just going to be Paul Heyman and that it was just going to be Reigns and they weren't going to wrestle and that you're going to end the night on talking. And I feel that that's, you started the night on talking, you ended the night on talking.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I pulled out of it that really piqued my interest is Heyman comes out and says, hey, and such date, such time, Lesnar, if he will allow me, I'll bring out the UFC belt as well.
And
he will hold both of them.
Yeah, and in the middle of this ring.
I'm so privileged that Lesnar will allow me to present his belt, his bitches.
Yeah.
You know, I will stand here readily and show them both to you. I think that was like two big middle fingers to WWE.
Yes.
I think that's like his, we're going out and WWE, and I don't get this. Every time Lesnar decides to leave WWE, he's got to do it in a shitty way.
Yeah.
And get, like, your contract's up. You want to move on. Great. You know you can't carry the belt away with you. It has to stay.
Right, right.
So just be gracious about it.
Drop it, disappear. Drop if you want to come back.
Like, give the carryover to the kid coming up or whoever they're pushing at the time. You know, just let it go. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back, you can come back as the beast and everybody be like, oh, he was the competitor and he left as a champion. There's only one to beat him. Anyway.
Yeah.
So do we even want to talk about letdown? I think we have to.
I think we have to. We'll quickly go through it. There's more shipping on the show.
Yeah.
Of Charlotte and Bobby Roode.
Oh. When she's clutching her little paws together, like, going, that's my dream boy.
And then if you follow her on Instagram, Charlotte posted a picture of her clutching her pearls as Bobby comes out with lyrics to The Boy Is Mine.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She did.
She did that?
Mm-hmm. She did that.
She chose to do that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So
the one with Brandy and what is her name? Monica.
Yep. The boy is mine.
No, 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 the boy is mine. All right.
So that happened.
We got some shipping, but that was after her match with the Riot called her out.
Right, called her out.
I like that, though.
I did like that. Like, you know, her saying, Charlotte saying, I work for all this, and Ruby being like, no, like, I've been waiting for you to fall, to come
take you down. You're the pinnacle. I'm the new age. I'm coming for you.
Right.
And that's what every champion has to look at.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, they're going to Fastlane.
Right.
Charlotte's not dropping it to Ruby.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. But I do like the fact that this kind of sets up Ruby as give her some more time, a little more work. We know how the WWE kills anything like this.
Correct.
But you were building her up a little bit slowly here. Give her more time, and she can be the future.
Yeah.
What I liked about it, too, is another Instagram video. You have Liv Morgan kind of... Adderall, they're in a hotel room. They're all kind of hanging out. The Riot Squad's hanging out.
Right, because they're all besties.
Yeah. And she's literally doing a selfie saying, Bobby Roode, if you ever interrupt us doing what we do, I'll rip the sequins off your robes.
Ooh.
But it was done in a cute manner, and I found it like, hey, that's pretty, like, per character. That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I feel one of the things I enjoyed most about this is that this whole interaction of the Riot Squad and Charlotte did not involve Naomi and Becky Lynch. Because we had talked about how they were just doing this weird round robin of those six in some form fighting each other for the past, like, month.
Well, I'm still pissed off because the love of my life, Becky Lynch, has no program.
No.
And no right now, no real way into WrestleMania.
No, they did give her a Fastlane fight now.
I will tell you this. WWE, I've written your card for you. If you want to get every female wrestler you have on the card right now, make it a lumberjack match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Where you have them all circled around. Yep. So we can at least look at them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then have, you know, and this is my prediction, Asuka and Charlotte wrestle for the belt.
I think you're right. I think that's more entertaining than Asuka and Alexa. 100%.
Well, if it's Asuka and Alexa... Obviously, Asuka's going to win whatever belt. I think you can take it off of Charlotte easier.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa can drop the belt at any time. She's just that character.
Yeah.
She's the best heel in the women's division.
Oh, the best.
By far.
By far.
And Charlotte is the best face in the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka's just the most popular.
Yeah.
And I'm not even putting Ronda Rousey in there because she has yet to officially enter the women's division.
Yeah, she's got her own thing going on.
Yeah.
It is now established that her WrestleMania fight will have nothing to do with belts or championships or anything.
We have the Ronda Rousey division
right now. Exactly.
So with all this being said, that's what I want. That's what the fans want. That's what we hope we see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you want to give all these other female competitors a chance to show up, at least.
Yeah.
Just make, like, a lumberjack match. Mm-hmm. Bring them all down.
I appreciate them doing something with them for Fastlane. They didn't announce it till, Tuesday. But now we got Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalia and Carmella, who I both thought were dead.
Well, no, it's not Carmella anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ciella.
That's
true. Becky disarmed her.
Yes.
I love it. I love it so much. Mick Foley comes on and says, ooh, it's like 80 feet of snow where I'm at right now and all that. And I still felt that straight fire burn. That's my girl.
Oh,
Becky is owning it.
She's queen of the puns.
And a quick push, plug, whatever you want to call it right now. WWE put together a collection on Becky Lynch.
Who do you think was
the first person to see the entire thing?
I assumed you've already watched it twice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal. Yep. One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Which is good because I think we've discussed, and I know you have your love for her.
I do love you. God, I love you, Becky.
But she is very underutilized and underappreciated by WWE and has been for a little while now.
I'm starting to wonder if they are purposely holding her back or under... Because they are going to give her one of those big pops.
I hope.
Like, they'll build her up to be the next competitor to Asuka or something.
Yeah, that's all I'm hoping.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But we never know at WWE.
No, we don't.
So
we're done. What else happened on Letdown?
Well, we had a few crappy matches. We had a Jinder versus Randy with Bobby Roode at the side. Of course, we knew it was going to happen. Rude's making commentary. Orton pushes Jinder into Roode. Roode gets on the mat, ruins the match. It's so flipping predictable.
Yes.
And I don't want... Now we got Roode and Orton at Fastlane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know Jinder's going to come in, and this is going to turn into a three-way match. Of course for...
I was surprised that wasn't announced on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That it was going to be a three-way match for the belt. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll have our Fastlane predictions at the end of the week, or at the end of the episode.
Okay. It's just awful.
Okay.
Then
we had the ending of Letdown, of AJ talking, and then Ziggler interrupting.
I gotta ask, about AJ talking.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen these PSA-style announcements he's making? And they showed him on Raw. They showed him in SmackDown. He's literally sitting backstage on one of the boxes, and he's talking about, I've had to do a lot of hard work in my career and blah, 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 blah. And it's just going to take true grit. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so awful.
It is. It is.
It's almost as bad as the flipping word pop little.
Oh, my gosh. They need to stop that.
Mind the selfie style promos.
Right. Which we were the first to be on. We'll all admit they stole from Mojo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%.
Mojo owned it. Like, when he's sitting in his car just being awesomely Mojo.
Against Zack Ryder. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they're doing it on WWE.
Damn it, why doesn't Mojo get any heat?
He should be in this match.
Best freaking wrestlers.
There's 9 people in this match on Fastlane. Why is he not one of them?
The janitor's in it. I think the guy selling popcorn's in it.
Exactly.
I think if you and I paid $5, we could be in it.
We probably could. I mean, we'd lose and we'd die, but we'd be in it.
But I could say I was in a match at a pay-per-view.
Yep.
I'm just saying. So I am tired of this. Mm. It is so thrown together, pieces, parts. Fastlane, in my opinion, is going to be one of the worst pay-per-views in years.
Yeah. I believe I saw it phrased as, it's ironic that it's called Fastlane when it's the slowest time of the year right now, right before WrestleMania.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But this entire thing of AJ coming out, to Ziggler interrupting, to KO and Zayn interrupting, to Shane McMahon coming out, to making it a Fatal 5-Way, to adding Corbin in, was all just to lead to the last 10 seconds of the show. Which was the Zayn turn on Owens.
Yeah.
Which we all knew was coming. Like, the way that they were promoting it all episode of, I'm going to lay down for you.
We're buddies.
My time will come, but it'll come. Not now. Like,
yeah.
We all knew that was coming.
Why Tuesday night? Why? What purpose did that serve you?
The only purpose I can show is that, at least for Fastlane, it gives you something different. But I felt it would have had more impact if you just did it at Fastlane.
See, I always thought that they were going to keep Sami Zayn and Owens together long enough for Shane to have that as a WrestleMania match. It'd be Shane and someone else against Sami Zayn and Owens because they built up all that hate between them.
Right.
And I just, now that you've had this Zayn turn on Owens,
mm-hmm.
I see they can easily play it off as in, like, listen, I'm just trying to make sure everybody else doesn't know how much I'm going to lay down for you.
I can see that.
I can see something like that. However, I just, this was the wrong time for that.
Well, and the thing is that you do it now. So they do it now. Neither Owens or Zayn is going to win on Sunday.
Right.
They're not going to take the belt. So what are you going to do for the next 5 weeks to WrestleMania with this story?
All right. Let me ask you, speaking of this match at Fastlane.
Right.
Or I guess we can get into
it. Do we want to get into it? Should we start making our predictions
for Fastlane?
Because I don't really leave SmackDown at anything else.
No, SmackDown was crap.
Yeah,
let's go into Fastlane. Do you want to... All right. So we know at Fastlane we've got this stupid match for the title.
Right.
It's AJ versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler versus John Cena. Six-pack challenge.
This is ridiculous.
Out of the six people, we know it's going to be Cena or AJ.
Right.
What scares me to death is Cena comes out on Monday Night Raw and says, hey, AJ, I'm going to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
You should pop that clause ASAP so that we can have a three-way match with you, me, and Nakamura at WrestleMania. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
And It's the one thing that Styles said during his promo that on SmackDown that I appreciated was everybody wants Styles versus Nakamura, and that's it. Don't add anybody else.
Yeah,
just don't. A singles match against each other at WrestleMania.
Please, dear God, I don't care if I have to trash the place. I will leave the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
I will go up to McMahon's house.
Yes.
I will pick him up by the collar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will shake him.
Shake him.
Shake him awake.
Mm-hmm.
Or alive.
Right.
I will say, Vince.
Vince.
If you make this match a three-way match, not only will I physically destroy you.
Right.
But you will lose all the money that I spend on WWE.
Ooh.
I can't handle it.
No.
I can't. No, I would not be okay with any of that.
I would not be. And you are going to have some angry fans for the next 5 weeks.
I've already predicted that this is Cena's opportunity to win the belt for the 17th time, yes. Breaking that record.
Yes.
Get into WrestleMania.
Yes.
And at that point, if they make it a three-way, obviously AJ or Nakamura will wind up pinning Cena. He'll lose the belt. But he got that 17th belt, and he still made WrestleMania.
So then if you are making a prediction for us to discuss next week, who walks away with it? Is it Cena, or does it stay on Styles?
Is it want?
I think we're going to have to go with what you truly believe will happen. Because the want, I think, for both of us is Styles.
Yeah.
But it's the what you actually believe will happen.
Cena. I'm going to go with Cena.
Going to go with Cena? I think I'm going to go with AJ. Just I'm gonna
just
go.
Just for sake of argument.
Right, just for sake of argument, I'm going to go with AJ. Going to go with AJ. So we got.
Because we're pretty much going to agree on everything else, I believe.
So we got two matches actually announced for Fastlane. We got the Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalia and Ciella. Who is going to win on that match that nobody knew was happening?
Becky Lynch, Naomi.
I would agree. And then it was also announced, which I didn't even think about, of Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev.
Wait, why? You have Rusev that is so over
so
right
over.
Now.
So over. So high.
And you want Nakamura to be the next best thing, like the other AJ.
Right.
Why would you put this match together at Fastlane?
I know why they did it.
Why?
So that at the end of this little decision, you can see Nakamura go, Nakamura Day.
He's pretty freaking awesome.
But, and then Rusev saying, you can't just make up a day.
It's always Rusev Day. You can't make up day.
Oh, so I don't know who. I mean, I'm going to guess you have Nakamura win this.
I have Nakamura.
Because Rusev can lose
it.
And still be okay.
Be over.
Yeah.
I'm picking Nakamura on this one.
Okay. So we're both, again, we're in unison for that one. Then we've got the Bobby Roode, Randy Orton match for the U.S. Championship.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
JC Pants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Has changed his name to Robbie Boud.
Robbie Boud. And there will probably be some sort of interference from the wrestler from Agrabah, Jinder.
I was going to say, we haven't done these funny things my family says.
Right.
So you send me
yes.
mm-hmm. a little snippet of a text that you, your wife, have shared about your beautiful little daughter.
Yes.
4 years old.
Yes.
So she knows Jinder as the guy from Agrabah.
Right. The text reads, quote from my 4-year-old daughter who was on this episode 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. I laughed my ass off when I heard this.
Mommy, I think I want to watch wrestling and not singing, in parentheses, The Voice, because that's what my wife was watching. I like watching Charlotte and Bobby. Charlotte is the champion. That guy from Agrabah, Jinder, he wants to go to WrestleMania and on and on and on. And my daughter just keeps talking about it. And now her dolls wrestle. And she is so excited for our live event at WWE Live
too.
At the end of this month. Like, it is ridiculous.
I am so excited too. But that right there was probably the best wrestling quote of the week for me.
Mm-hmm.
When your daughter was like, that guy from Agrabah, you know, Jinder.
Right. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between that from my daughter or from my wife when Elias gets crushed by the piano and she says, do you think they're going to take Elias to the local medical facility? Because that's where they take everybody.
Elias should take it to a local medical facility. There you go.
So...
Oh,
we
man.
Have Bobby Oud.
Robbie Boud.
Robbie Boud versus I can't even reverse Randy Orton. Or
Ondy Rorton?
Ondy Rorton.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going with good old Bobby Roode.
I think I'm
going
to have to agree with this one. I think they're getting too much fun with him having the championship.
He'll carry it through WrestleMania.
Right. I think WrestleMania knows this, doing Bobby Roode's entrance at WrestleMania
is going to be huge.
Is epicness. I think this is what I looked up after you discussed it. The NXT entrance where he was lowered down with a choir singing
and
glorious.
You were like, yep, that's
like
it.
That's what they need to do at WrestleMania with him.
Yep.
Like, I want the Harlem Boys Choir to be singing glorious as he is lowered down into the stadium.
I don't want him lowered. I have it even better. I want him on a guideline on a track, and he just levitates down to the ring.
Like Tinkerbell flying to the castle?
Like an angel.
Like an angel.
Yep. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care to watch him wrestle. I just want to see his entrance.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. This is the only other one I think we may have a possibility of a difference on.
Okay.
We have a match. I think this is the trilogy to the trilogy, followed by the follow-up and...
Of a sequel to a makeup.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Usos versus...
Versus the New Day.
Yeah.
Always
good matches. Don't
always
get
good.
Me wrong.
Always good.
And always great to see an angry Big E.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
That was great. That is great. And they're really pushing this Uso, New Day-ish penitentiary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, against the slightly goofiness of New Day. And I'm wondering at this point, are the Usos over enough that they can lose the belt and still be relevant?
Well,
and I think there's so little going on that they probably could be.
So you think New Day will win?
I'm thinking New Day.
I am going to disagree with you. Because after the huge discussion they had in the middle of the ring, and the Usos were like, we've waited for 12 years to make it to WrestleMania.
Correct.
I think they're going to let them go to WrestleMania. So I say the Usos retain. It might be dirty, but the Usos retain to WrestleMania.
Okay.
And don't forget, we had the Bludgeon Brothers pop the week before.
That's true.
What I am thinking is, somehow this match doesn't go off. The New Day don't get an opportunity to win. There's a disqualification because the Bludgeon Brothers come in and open it up. And then we have a three-way tag match at WrestleMania.
That's what I assume this is leading towards. This is a three-way tag match.
I'll go with the Usos.
Okay. And then we get into Ruby Riott and Charlotte. And I think we're both going to go Charlotte with this.
Yeah,
we already talked about. Yeah.
We both like Ruby Riott. We like where it's going. But there's no way she's taking the belt off of Charlotte. She's going to WrestleMania with it.
No, exactly.
All right, all that said, do you want to talk a new segment, or do you want to give love to our local wrestling?
I think let's go with the new segment. It's a new thing we're going to try. We want all of our fans involved in us with us.
I was thinking about it last night.
Yes.
As I was watching.
Right.
As I was doing my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I feel in my heart.
Yes.
We have a love.
We do.
We love Lucha Underground.
Do we ever?
Three seasons. They're currently taping the fourth season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We decided, knowing the fourth season's coming out sometime soon, we decided we should probably go back and rewatch everything.
Everything.
Now, you can get the first two seasons on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, third season, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
But we went back
and
we watched season one, episode one.
Welcome to the Temple.
Now, I went back a little further. If you go on YouTube, you can go back a little further, and you can see where he went into the Mexican Wrestling League and told everybody, hey, guess what? I'm going to pay a lot of money to get your wrestlers to come wrestle on my venue.
Right, in America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
It's Dario Quinto, is that how you say it?
Quinto.
Who is our Vince McMahon, basically, of Lucha Underground.
But much more shadier.
Oh, much more shadier.
Oily and greasy.
I think we talked about this early
on. But Vampiro said he is not Mexican, he's Spanish.
We have talked.
Which makes him dirty.
Dirty.
I think we have to talk like this.
Do this.
We do. I would like to say this. We will call this intro Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha! I feel like this just needs to be happening
anyway,
every time.
Right? So, and because it's put in the style of like a Spanish novella, we kind of have to I feel it deserves a little body to it. So you have Dario Cueto is gathering the greatest fighters in the world.
The greatest.
He is known as a shady man with lots of money. He starts the night with the most impressive fighter of the night will win 100 American dollars. Wait, no, wait. It's 100,000 American dollars. So much more.
So much more. So much more. And he has it in a briefcase and he shows it to everyone.
Yes.
And the way they shoot Lucha Underground in that novella style somehow makes it so much more entertaining.
So much better.
Like, so if you want to talk about sometimes, you're watching Raw, you're watching SmackDown, you want the wrestling to happen.
Yeah.
I just want to push through the wrestling with Lucha Underground and just get to the segments in between.
So, and they do it right. Like, for storytelling, they do it right. So, we get introduced to the whole concept of the 7 Aztec tribes. We get introduced to the Lucha culture, mm-hmm. where years ago, you would bring your heroes in. If you lost, they took your head.
Yeah.
That's how the mask came. So we get a lot of background in
which
history.
I enjoy. I appreciate for us white gringos.
Yes. We get introduced to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know the temple. We know the temple is moved in season 4. But we get introduced to the temple,
mm-hmm.
which in itself is a character in the whole story of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
And then the way he does it, if you look at it, we only get 3 matches.
Yeah.
The first one is your known legends.
Right.
Like a Chavo Guerrero and a Blue Demon,
mm-hmm.
which in America is Blue Demon.
What?
That's Blue Demon.
You speaking the Spanish?
I'm bilingual. I look it up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so you get this, and, you know, if you watch it, Chavo taps out.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. that's a huge
thing,
disgrace
right.
in Lucha.
Yeah, you don't tap.
No.
And they refer to that later on in the show. They, like, how could you, how could you tap out?
You not only disgrace
your family.
Yes. And family, like, respect, family, and strength are a huge part of Lucha culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all in it. Right. So you get your Legends
match.
You
get your Legend match.
Then you get your intro match where we get to meet Sexy Star.
Right.
And now, as you watch, Sexy Star is just a huge talent, but mm-hmm. she loses on this one.
Right.
And I forgot that.
She doesn't just lose. This is where you get introduced to Lucha Underground does not mess around. This is Sexy Star versus Son of Havoc, a dude, and they legit wrestle. They don't care. There's no mixed match challenge.
No. This is wrestle.
This is wrestle.
Yeah,
male versus female. They do not care. And you have Son of Havoc like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't want to hit a female. And they go into it.
Yeah, like, and then all of a sudden it's just on.
Yeah.
And then our last match is Johnny Mundo,
mm-hmm.
or Johnny Morrison, or however you know
however
him.
However you remember him, yeah.
Versus Prince Puma, who we all know now is Ricochet.
Right, exactly.
But what we get is we get the whole Johnny Mundo's come back after 3 years of not being in ring. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get this new kid brought up by Conan.
Yeah.
Prince Puma. And
from the streets, right from the barrio where the temple is.
And we get the whole buildup of, old versus new. They're both high flyers. They're both highly energetic. The match is phenomenal.
It's like a 20-minute match.
Only to be ended with, you don't think I just pay for wrestlers. I've got dogs too, and they work for me. You do not get the 100,000.
Oh,
I keep it
because these dudes come in and just
beat
him down.
What happened to that Jack Black guy?
I don't know. I liked him.
I want to see him in WWE or something.
I know. Show
up. He's huge.
He seems like one of those people that should play like a ref.
But like, I think we lose him the middle.
I'm pretty
of
sure
season 1. If I remember
I don't even know
right.
if he gets a name.
So, but it's been a while. Remember this. First aired in 2014 on a little network called El Rey.
Right. Robert Rodriguez's network.
Yeah. That basically he just set up because he really liked kung fu and monster movies.
Yep.
And he wanted to air them on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, if you go on it right now, I'm sure there is some kung fu movie playing.
Yep.
So, totally a
totally love
us.
This channel.
But, so, we watched season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we take? Or, we watched episode 1 from season 1. What do we take away from it?
That we need to watch episode 2 immediately.
Yeah. I think my text to you was, damn you, Craig.
Yes. We are holding ourselves to one episode and one Lucha Underground episode for every episode we do, at least for now.
Yep.
Once we find out that when season 4 debuts, we can figure out how many in a week we should watch.
But
I think we start with episode 1 so everyone can join us on this journey.
You get 3 great matches with story in between, and they squeeze it in an hour.
An hour!
And you can watch it on Netflix.
It's
44 minutes.
It's great.
And it's so much better than anything WWE.
So much better.
I will say NXT is paralleling it. That's but I would still say Lucha Underground is better. So that is our Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha!
El momento de Mucha Lucha.
Man, you really should have been Spanish in life.
I think I really pull off like the world's most interesting man voice when I do that.
I like it.
I don't always listen to wrestling podcasts, but when I do, it's Takedown.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
I put the dramatic pauses in so that you know.
So that you know.
Takedown.
All right. All right. So, now we got our local events that we got to get into.
Yes, let's. All
right. So we have our Right Coast Pro event that we know coming up, the Blarney Blast on March 17th. We're super excited for.
You have to go. Big Gene Snitsky's going to be there.
Yep.
He's fighting against Rob Conway.
Yep.
And Rob Conway looks like a freaking beast.
He,
not to say anything that Snitsky doesn't.
No, but Snitsky doesn't, but they both look like pinnacles of muscle.
Because they are so huge, they have to do a 2 out of 3 match.
Yes.
So that's going to be awesome. You've got the Crazy Kids versus the Golden Dragon Dynasty.
Right.
We love us some Crazy Kids. We have an issue, though.
Golden Dragon Dynasty is managed by the Jason Wilson Experience.
You know what would be awesome?
Yes.
Is if we could get someone like a Jason Wilson on this show.
You know what? What about if we do that?
On top of all that, we get some drama.
We get some drama. We have our one of our favorites from very beginning, Harry M. Baldwin.
Love us the definition of a ring technician.
Him and his brother, Jerry Baldwin, fought last event. They lost.
They didn't fight each other. They fought together.
They fought together against the Crazy Kids.
And they lost to the Crazy
Kids. They lost their belt.
And what happened?
And Jerry Baldwin blames this loss.
It's so intense.
On his brother.
If only he had a name that described him.
He does.
What is that?
Mr. Intensity.
What? Mind blown.
So now Jerry Baldwin says, I don't want anything to do with you, brother. I'm doing this on my own. And he's going to go against guy
wrestle
named after
car.
Right. Guy
he's
named after car.
A car.
Right.
The Nova GT.
The Nova GT. Parking lot named. He's parking lot to be named later. So that's what's happening here. That's what we know about so far. And I think it's going to be an amazing event. March 17th, you got to be there.
I love it.
Got to be there.
Then, Maryland Championship Wrestling in Joppa, Maryland, they're having their Breakthrough Proving Ground March 24th. They're going to have steel cage match. And one of our favorites, Joey Mercury, is going up against the Bruiser, who looks like a freaking beast, for the MCW Pro Wrestling Champ. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a great
match. It's going to be a good one. Anything with Joey Mercury has been good that they've done.
I just love like the heely, oily Joey Mercury. He's awesome.
So good.
So let me ask you something.
Yes.
We need a moment of.
We do. And there's something that happened this weekend that some people may have missed.
The Slammies?
Not the Slammies, though those are good.
The Razzies?
Not. Those did happen this weekend.
The Independent Spirit Award?
Those also happened this weekend.
Can you tell I listened to Tony? that was the... I listened to Take Two podcast.
Yes.
For all my entertainment needs.
All your entertainment needs.
And I got wonderful episodes because I am entertainment illiterate.
You are. Right.
So I've
always said that about you.
So I need to go to a show like Take Two where they tell me about everything that's happening in the entertainment world. Movies, TVs, Broadway stage, music.
Music.
They even have this episode called Jen and Juice.
Yes.
Where she comes in and gives me all my TMZ style gossip and news.
And you can learn all about the Kardashians.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing I don't appreciate, I could care less about anything going on with the Kardashians. I know Jen's going to hate me for that.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because she knows who I am. Like,
she
we
does.
Hang out like besties.
We hang out all the time. All the time. No, besties.
I've met her once at your 100th episode show.
Yes. Or 1 year anniversary. Same
That's
thing.
What I meant. Okay. But I met her once.
Right.
And I'm sure I impressed the hell out of her.
You did. You impressed the hell out of everybody you meet.
So, anyway.
Anyway, at the Oscars this weekend, if you didn't watch it.
Wait, they did a spotlight on someone.
They did. They did a spotlight on the Best Actress winner, Frances McDormand.
Would you say they rocket strapped her?
They rocket strapped her.
Without their push, without their promo,
she wouldn't have won.
She wouldn't have won.
No, she wouldn't have won.
It would have been the fish guy from...
She wouldn't have won.
Smell of Water.
Right. Right. That's the name of it. Smell of Water.
The stinky smell of water.
Right. So Frances McDormand, wins Best Actress, goes up, makes announcement. And while she's doing her speech, a lot of people may have missed that Frances McDormand is a huge wrestling fan.
That's why we love her. And she's a great actress and a huge talent.
None of that matters.
She's a wrestling fan.
And she slipped in this little wrestling nod that a lot of people didn't notice. We're gonna play it for you, and you can realize why we are such a huge fan of her.
I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Who knew?
Thank you for uplifting and edifying even me.
Yes.
Because I didn't know.
You're welcome, sir.
So.
You're welcome.
Hey, let's do this.
Yes.
Let's send out our hugs and love.
Hugs and loves.
All right. We talk about it. We joked about it. But Jason Wilson. And Resolution Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Great music.
Does our intro music.
And we are going to beg him. Or beat him into making us some filler music.
Yeah. I think we need to get on to that.
All right. Speaking of filler, Freddie B, we finally may let him out of the cage.
We may for next week. I think we may. Yeah. We have to unleash the beast.
So if you guys want to get hold of us, you can hit us up, tripletbag@gmail.com. Excellent questions are coming our way.
Yeah.
Literally, we have to filter through all three of them.
I know. Exactly. To find the good ones. So keep them coming. Keep them coming, folks.
You can find us on Twitter.
On the Tweetser.
You can hit us up on the Tweetser at Take2Takedown. It's T-O-O, all one word.
Yep.
And for all your shopping needs.
All of them.
If you would please go to the Take2 website, mm-hmm. go through their Amazon link. That way we get a little percentage of whatever you're buying. It doesn't affect you on Amazon at all.
No. And we get a little percentage of it. We get a little kickback and we can buy things like more wrestling attire for us.
You know what my next shirt is going to be?
Yes.
Now that it's been put out there and it
Gold
shouldn't
dust.
Happen.
No.
Oh. No. Something from The Miz.
Kind of like that.
So. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Quick challenge for you.
Quick challenge. Go.
Saw it on the Twitter. Do you know what I think would be an amazing, amazing pairing?
Hit me.
You take Mike The Miz.
Mike The Miz.
You take the DC character of Booster Gold.
I like where this is going.
Wouldn't that be.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
If there is anyone that in real life, wrestling life, epitomizes Booster Gold, it's The Miz.
Absolutely.
And he's got the hair for it and everything.
Absolutely.
I think we need to keep that.
So let's hashtag Mike The Miz as Booster Gold.
We can make that happen.
We'll do it
in these episodes.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Okay. Still got nothing.
Thanks
for listening. Take two. And don't forget, I love you, Bobby Roode. Bye, Bobby Roode.
The Miz as DC Universe Goldust. I want... Not Goldust.
Not Goldust.
Booster Gold.
Start again.
Okay.
The Miz as Goldust.
It's getting off cute.
It is. They're so adorable together.
All right, we gotta hurry up because I gotta pee. Talk to the people in the wrestling line.
We do. We're very important. We're
pretty important. Yeah, but it was pretty funny. It's like they were talking like they were excited to have us on or to be on our show.
Don't be. Don't be.
Dare to dream, my friend, don't you?
This has been a production of WTTP Take 2 Podcast. A WTTP.
WK2 WTTP
WK2 Podcast
WK2 Podcast
WTTP WK2 Podcast
WTTP Podcast